On the last episode of Dice Funk,
he puts what he has of his maps into Lavinia's bag. The rest of the books are staying in his backpack.
You're a human, aren't you? I like them. We'll talk more when we reach land.
Guys, I don't think this is a good place to be in. I feel really sick.
The other gnome flops back into the water onto his back, and you see he is missing below the waist.
Mm.
You see a very large, long black shadow under the water, almost serpentine, about the size of the boat.
I take the mushrooms out of my pack and I throw them as far as I can.
They are reacting adversely.
Like some of the leaves in my hair are like falling off a little bit.
They're almost seeming to start to like burn away at the edges.
Hurry ahead, I'll distract it. He's going to attempt to fey jump ahead by about 30 feet. I'm going through the misty veil that separates the material plane and the Feywild.
You're not going to get that lock open. You've damaged your tools.
Oh.
As you guys are all huddled around this campfire, you hear what sounds like footsteps coming towards the camp. And you can see that it is a female dark elf, also known as a drow.
Mm-hmm.
And it is chaotic evil demon worshippers.
Vinny is asleep, snoring, sandwiched between the Bullywug and Violet and cuddling them both.
After you guys shake hands, the drow reaches inside of her suit jacket and pulls out the severed arm of a robot and holds it out and says, "Is this yours?"
"No, but we might have had something to do with that."
All right, do you guys want to just jump right in, or did you want anybody have any programming notes before we start?
Oh, I thought I'd talk about my eye for about 30 minutes.
You thought wrong. Pew, 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 pew. I'm doing finger guns. You can't see. Pew, 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 pew.
Shut down.
We can talk about your eye on WordFunk. I mean, I will hear all about your eye.
Thank you, Leon.
We love you, Johnny, just not for the next hour and 10 minutes.
Eat some spoiled cheese, Austin.
I think that was a profound waste of a minute.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, where last we left the adventure, Violet, Lavinia, and the unnamed, as far as you know, frog mage are having a little cuddle pile on a beach. Drop, the human monk, and Elias, the Eladrin rogue, are awake and talking to a drow woman who has just approached. In case you have forgotten, drows are dark elves. It's common knowledge that they are chaotic evil demon worshippers. She has dark skin, white hair. She looks to be about 40 to our human perception. Obviously, that's hundreds of hundreds of years in elf, I don't know, elf years?
Yes.
Is that the unit of measurement?
That'd be fine.
I guess it's just regular years, right?
Like, yeah. It's just that, you know, so she would appear like a middle-aged elf as opposed to a young adult elf.
I think you've got it backwards, Austin, because like when we talk about dogs, we're like, oh, he's 12, and people are like, oh, what are that in dog years? So what you're saying is that she's around 40 in elf years.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm bad at this. Other notable features, she's dressed somewhat formally, definitely not for adventuring. So something like a suit. She doesn't appear to be armed. She has a metal leg.
She's not armed.
I got that.
Is it because she also has an arm?
Yes,
because she's carrying an arm, yes.
She is carrying an arm. Okay. I wasn't sure if I had missed something. I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous because at the end of the last episode, I backed myself into an accent corner.
I forgot the accent that you used, so you can use any accent.
He tried to do female Sean Connery, which is not a thing.
Yeah, so if Skitch forgot, it's not canon, so I can retcon it now.
All right.
No, here's the thing. It's hard enough to differentiate when you have four white dudes on a podcast, let alone and one of the white dudes is playing a bunch of other dudes. So like I'm trying to give one each a unique flavor, but I'm learning about myself that I'm not good at accents. So that's the difficult part.
Mm.
Yeah, the only thing I can suggest is just use a different cadence when talking as a person, and the cadence will carry more than the accent.
Mm. That is a good suggestion, Skitch. I'm going to ignore it and do a different accent.
Sounds like a good idea.
If you run out of ideas, just make one character scream all the time, and we'll always know who it is.
That's right.
Yeah. I would do that if this wasn't a thing people listen to with headphones, because that would just be aggravating as hell.
Okay.
All right, so enough pussyfooting. I guess this is going to be a conversation between Drop, Elias, and this elf. The other three are sleeping. You can, I suppose, be woken up if the awake characters deem it so, but let's streamline this. They could always say we fill them in afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think what the last thing was. She walked up. She said... hello, you said hi, you shook hands, she pulled an arm out and said, is this yours?
I think the last thing was, oh, I recognize that.
Right.
All right, she gives you a look as if to say, go on.
It's not strictly ours. It doesn't belong to us. We may have helped it down here.
We were... up in an airship earlier. Which one? What was it called? The Glitter Gold, was it?
The Glitter Gold 5.
Yeah.
Out of character here. 9.
Nine.
We were set upon by what I assume to be air pirates, and that must have fallen off after we tried to retaliate against our assailants.
Their ship was called the Zavala. I believe then the gnomes referred to them as the Blackhearts.
Right, the Blackhearts. I'm sorry, it's been a very long day, as you can tell.
She shakes the arm at you and says, do you know what this is?
I have to admit, I do not, other than it looks like an arm with a hand attached to it.
This is Modron. Modron. Oh, yeah. I'm doing it. Nuclear vessels.
How do you know, well, who or what it is?
Is it, forgive me, not 1/5 of a Modron?
Human boy, good at math. Very impressed.
Thank you. I studied many years.
There are only two places on material plane with Modron.
Austin, are you trying to be French or Dracula? I can't.
French Dracula!
I wanted that to be clear. Okay, I'm sorry. My character's asleep, so I'll shut up now. I'm sorry.
I thought you were doing a Chekhov.
I'm basically doing drunk Chekhov.
Oh my god.
I was waiting for him to talk about nuclear missiles or like the codes or something and then tell us all, Mr. Bond, how we were about to die.
Yeah. Hey, anybody else want to dunk on me? Try real hard out here.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it, Austin.
You're doing a good job.
I've been in your shoes.
So the two places that Modron are found are where again?
In the Temple of Primus and with the Blackhearts.
The Temple of Primus?
Well, I can assure you that this one in particular came from the Blackhearts. We were responsible for, well, deterring them briefly before they... still overtook the ship that we were on. Thus, here we are.
Neighborhood boy, bring me this arm. It says, seabird, bring it in from shore. I came down here hoping to find washed up goblin parts. No such luck.
Mm.
No, the goblin is angry, but still alive.
Hmm. Are these your prisoners? She points to the three chained up people on the ground.
They are under our supervision.
I'd like to say at this time that Violet starts talking in her sleep and she says, peanut butter cups.
It's for the safety of everybody else, I assure you.
Keep an eye on that horn. That horn looks like it has a bit of blood on it.
Oh, it certainly does. Very dangerous.
I bet. You all must be very dangerous to survive encounter with black hearts.
Okay, can I say that Violet wakes up now?
That's a good question. That's a very good question, because I would like to get Drop some screen time before Violet comes in and steals the scene.
No, fine. No, yeah, it's okay. No, that's cool. That's cool.
That's definitely what she's going to do.
No, that's fine. You do that. That's fine. I'll roll with it.
Yep. Very dangerous. That's us. How about you? How long have you been dangerous?
I am not very dangerous. I hold sword one time, it not go well.
To tell you the truth, that comes as kind of a relief, because I'm not sure we're very dangerous either.
It will be our little secret. So what you do here? You destroy Moldron, you escape Goblin, and you take nap on beach?
Standard things a typical person does on a day like this, yes.
It seemed like the best idea.
Elias in the drop in says, this is typical for people around here, right?
I'm going to lean back to Elias and say, I've lived for the past 12 years in a monastery. I don't know what people do day to day.
None of you in this party are normal.
Got it. And then he just sort of like settles back. He just sort of gives as good of a smile as he can to the drow to look completely normal.
So, do you collect robot arms?
I do not collect the robot arms. I have a medical condition that required prosthesis. It is not a fashion statement.
Right.
So, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to lean into Elias and say, what are we going to do now?
Well, at the very least, hopefully we'll have some time to touch base with the locals around here and possibly find another way off this island after our last attempt ended in such a bit of a splash, as it were.
I just don't want to be killed.
Are there more drow like yourself from where you're from around here?
There are more drow where I am from, but I am not from here.
I wasn't assuming. Just where do you live around here? I don't know this area that well. I'm sorry.
I am here same reason everyone is. Try to get on ship.
Right.
There are no more ships.
Indeed.
This, and Drop kind of gingerly points to the arm, you recognized as being from the Blackhearts or the Temple of Primus. Does that mean that you've met the Blackhearts? Or do you spend a lot of time at the Temple of Primus?
Our paths have crossed, and I'm a friend of a priestess at temple.
Do they have anything in common, this temple and these black hearts?
No. Temple of Primus is an institution of order. Black hearts are most chaotic. The Mojarans are stolen.
But they
stole them from the temple, then.
Yes.
I lean into Elias and say, nice.
She holds the arm out to you. You want?
If you're offering, I suppose I could investigate in this further. I doubt I'm going to know more about it than you obviously do, though. As Elias sort of carefully reaches out to take the arm from her hands. By the way, I don't believe I caught your name, miss. You didn't happen to say it yet, did you? I don't think you did.
My name is Joan. Joan. Out of character.
Joan, I'm pleasure to meet you. I'm Elias. And Elias then, after taking the Mudrin hand, offers his own hand for a handshake.
You want to shake the robot hand?
No. He offers his own hand towards Joan for a handshake while holding the robot hand in his other hand. So.
Good shake. Yeah, you guys are all introduced.
Are you hungry, Joan? We have some food that I foraged. Maybe you know the area better than I, but I have fish.
All right, so I guess we're all campfire bound now. I guess if Lavinia and Violet want to wake up, we can do that.
Yeah, yep. I'm gonna gently rouse everybody in my dulcet tones about being like, hey, it's okay, no one's gonna die.
5 more minutes.
You might be surprised. at the drow.
Oh my god.
She's a friend.
Are you an Elcor? Or are you an Eeyore?
I'm trying to be gentle, all right?
I know, yeah.
I just imagine this is the most soothing, but this pressing alarm clock ever.
Yeah, exactly. It's time to face another day of hardship.
Oh my god.
Just try to remember that all the people you love might still be alive.
Oh my god.
While everyone's waking up, I'm going to spend a moment to do investigation on the Modron arm I have to see if I can notice any unusual markings or features of it.
I had a whole thing planned, but honestly, I'm just done with that now. Jesus Christ.
You just got to speak up, Leon.
I tried to say Violet wakes up 8 times, and every time I was like, So I'm just going to say Violet wakes up very normally and in a very normal way. And then
you getting salty?
And then she just kind of sits down, asks who the drow is. I don't need to get into a whole conversation tree about it. We can just say that she is filled in, if that's okay.
Yeah, everyone's filled in and introduced.
Okay.
Skitch, you rolled a 10 for investigation. Mm-hmm. You don't notice any particular markings. You do notice it is most definitely broken. Like, it is not, even if you think if it was reattached, it would no longer function.
Mm-hmm. And he puts it in his bag full of, well, wet books.
Yeah, a wet book conversation needs to happen at some point. Maybe not this one.
Not now,
but
later, yes.
Okay, Vinny's going to wake up, rub her eyes sleepily. She notices Joan and says, very tiredly, oh, hey, new friend, here's a leaf, and gives her a leaf.
She looks at it, like she's smiling at first, and then as she looks over, she looks pretty concerned, actually. She's giving it a no bueno look.
Oh, you don't like my leaf?
It is not the gesture, it is the condition. Something wrong with your leaf?
I've been better. The water and I weren't friends. It didn't like me.
Salt?
There was salt, but there was some other stuff. I don't know what it was, but it was really icky.
Yes, it looks burned.
But it was wet.
I believe you.
Okay, I'm gonna notice you guys are cooking fish, and I'm gonna make a really upset face.
Just for the record,
mm-hmm.
The fish is amazing.
Does the face on your loot make like a gross like tongue out face? Like, ew.
More disapproving.
Okay.
Like brows furrowed, like, humph.
Judgmental loot. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming they filled Vinny in on the story.
You all been filled in as if you were there.
Okay.
Does anyone actually, you know, I know out of character, you know, why there's a robot hand, but nobody else knows how a robot died?
No, we saw. You didn't see.
Oh, okay.
I probably saw it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you all say to Violet, oh yeah, I think it happened when you cut that rope?
Yeah.
Or do you guys just keep it vague?
Yes, but slightly slower than everybody else.
Okay, Elias actually wouldn't. He just sort of doesn't think it's important to indicate who's at fault, technically. But
All it takes is one of you. If drop is being explicit, then it's being explicit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
Drop begins to be explicit. It just takes him a while to get there.
Yeah, we get it, Slowpoke. Slowbro, I'm sorry. You've evolved.
don't use your weird unicorn rap slang on me.
Leon, do you want to have a reaction to that?
Was that actually told to me?
Yeah.
Violet looks very confused, and it's like, I killed a metal man?
Depending on how one interprets life and things of that nature, to say that this was killed may or may not actually be appropriate.
Oh, good. Then I haven't killed anyone. Never mind.
Also, it's very likely that you didn't intend it, so I don't think that this would be viewed as intentionally killing anything. Unless it landed on someone.
I'm fine. I get it. It's like I've knocked over a lamp.
The Modron are intelligent, and they do have a sense of self, although it is very simple.
Oh, in that case, then it might actually be considered murder then. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to think about strawberries now.
You might be able to buy one ticket if you sell horse.
No!
All right, Violet gets up like it's on now. Kind of gets up and says, she's upset. And she says, I am not for sale.
Yeah.
I got someone backing me up. Great.
Drop is just going to shrug in front of Joan and say, talking horse, who knew?
To be fair, she was directly responsible for saving the lives of most of the people here. So I don't think there's really much point in selling someone off like that.
That's very commendable, but it doesn't hurt to keep your options open.
Well, I'm fairly certain that no matter what, if someone's going to try to sell a ticket off of this island, why would they do that when they should be using a ticket to get off the island themselves? I mean, won't this place be covered in water soon enough?
Glitter Gold sells tickets, and when there is no more money to have, they will take last ships and then they will leave.
True enough.
Does anybody else see the problem in trying to do the same thing again?
won't we just get attacked by pirates again if we get on another boat?
I think I just said that.
You were too slow.
The only reason why we'd want to do that would be to intentionally try to get to, I don't know, the pirates' home base so we could sneak on in and pull some grand ruse to free all the ships and save everyone from this island. But that would just be silly talk to do something like that.
I don't think they've gotten worse at what they're doing since this afternoon.
Right, that was very recent.
Vinny's gonna turn to Joan and be like, Miss Elf Lady Joan, do you have any way to get me out of these chains? I don't like them.
She turns to Drop and says, is all right if I release your leaf?
Yeah.
Joan snaps her fingers and all of your locks click open.
Yeah.
Vinny's gonna hug her.
Alia sort of gawks a little bit at what just happened.
Drop is gonna eye his once broken ankle and mumble to himself.
Was that knock you just did right there?
Of course. Quite simple spell.
You know magic.
All drow are trained in magic. Bow, sword.
I was trained in sword and bow as well, but the magic not so much. I was told I wasn't supposed to learn it.
Mm. Among drow, we are matriarchal. All women are expected to be proficient in arts.
The way I was taught it was different, but that's beside the point.
Yes, if you were drow, you would be in the mines, you would be cleaning something, you know?
Ladies be getting shit done.
Right, never mind, just don't pay any mind.
I will not.
Violet sort of like gets up and says, so I don't know everything about this place, but we're all gonna drown. So where do we go to not do that? That is the only thing I want to know.
I got an idea.
Oh, okay.
Up.
All right, Violet asks the drow instead.
I suppose you could earn money to buy another ticket. I suppose you could pray.
No, let me rephrase this because I don't understand what you're saying. Where are the ships? Like in a like point? Point the direct. Where do I go to find one?
I think this is the part where I need to be explicit out of character about the difference between ships and boats. Because English speakers kind of use them interchangeably, but it's kind of an important plot point. Okay. Ships are big. Those are the things that they're being changed into airships. That's right. Why it's easy to remember.
That's what we want.
The rich people took most of them, the rich and powerful, and the ones that are left are controlled by Glittergold, who's outfitting them into airships. Those are the ones you need to escape Lorelei. That's like the victory condition of this campaign, is to get right. away.
Yeah.
They're very rare, very valuable, and they're pretty much all in the grip of a very powerful corporation. Boats are smaller. The main difference is like boats can fit on ships. Boats are used to travel between the islands that are left in the region. That's how you guys got here. So like boats are still around and they're still available.
Okay.
So I just want to be clear about that. But you're asking her where ships are?
Yeah.
I may know of a boat or two. A ship maybe. But it's dangerous to share information.
What if isn't there our Glitter Gold headquarters on this island? What if we went and told them what happened?
Yes, there is. For the record, Glitter Gold Tower is their headquarters, and you basically know where it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the plan.
Well, I mean, it's I've a suspicion that they may already know, but even so, I guess knowing that some of the passengers on their ship escaped might what would they even do?
I'm not sure they're going to issue refunds to people who say, yeah, all your stuff got taken and, well, we jumped overboard, but we thought that maybe you might give us a deal.
This is not the first time. Blackhearts steal Glitter Gold 6.
So they're probably sick of giving people refunds and deals, right?
They are running out of ships.
I think if it was possible to find a way to recover these ships, we could use that as leverage, but...
Are you going to do it?
Maybe if we give them info on the Blackhearts. Or the little that we have.
That might very well work if you want to go and grovel at the feet of corporations.
Just say it like that.
That is valid path. I also know of sheep, but I do not know if I can trust you. I am looking for maybe someone a bit more dangerous.
We're dangerous!
I'm very dangerous. I stabbed a gnoll with my head.
Oh, wait, what? Back up. You do what now?
Oh, there was a bad gnoll and a goblin and a dragon person, and I fought them off myself, because no one wanted to help me. Also, I can do 6 flying moves on ships.
She wasn't that dangerous. She hit one of them and then got dangled off the edge of the ship.
You be quiet right now.
Is she okay?
I don't know. It doesn't matter because we...
It does matter.
The gnoll? You talking about the gnoll?
The gnoll.
Dr. Sherry? Looked to be in a little bit of distress, but...
I keep my ship. I do not work with horse. She starts to get up.
No. We healed her. We tried to heal her. We're friends.
You are friends with Sherry?
Mm-hmm. I gave her a leaf, and she touched my face, and I tried to heal her wound, but I did a really bad job. But we tried, and now we're friends.
Why horse so violent?
She was just scared. She wanted to protect us.
Oh, it's coward. I understand.
I was brave. I tried to save everyone, and I did.
Hmm.
In fairness,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen a horse pilot an airship so well.
It's a funny joke. Horse drive ship.
She did.
I'm not very funny.
She seems to actually understand the way of managing and running a ship remarkably well. Looks are deceiving, as you may know.
I was a sailor where I'm from.
She gets up in your face, Violet.
Okay.
And says, you drive ship, horse?
I can fly a ship. I can, like drive any ship.
You are violent, you drive ship. Very strange horse. Very strange.
Does this drone seriously not know I'm a unicorn?
She's being a dick.
Okay.
After she declares very strange horse, I'm going to say, yeah, and weirdly enough, we all acclimatized to that really, really quickly.
Stressful situations have a tendency to make you gloss over details like that.
Well, Alona is in charge of unicorns, so I trust any unicorn anyway.
When I gave you guys the campfire floor, I was expecting you to hash some of that out, but y'all just stared at each other like dupes.
Miss Joan, ma'am?
Yes, little leaf.
Do you know Dr. Sherry? It sounds like you know her.
Gnoll and Goblin are infamous. Everybody know.
Infamous? What is the Gnoll known for?
She is Doctor of Blackhearts, and the Goblin is called the Fox.
But he's a Goblin, not a Fox.
Goblin names are very silly. They get them from accomplishments, like the Bone Biter and the Head Smasher. Fox is smart, very clever.
What about the third one that we met? I'm going to vaguely describe the armor.
I do not know this one.
They seem to be a pretty cool customer.
Hmm.
I should know.
You're very cool. I am taking a liking to you, very slow monk.
You should be careful about that.
Yes, I see you're very dangerous.
Oh, not me. Just the space around me.
Why do you keep saying that, Drop, about not being your friend? You said that to me, too.
It's a long story.
Uh-huh.
Bad things happen in my proximity.
Okay, Violet speaks up and says, can you show us a ship or what?
I know of ship, but I need to know I can trust you before I bring you in on this.
I am a unicorn. You can obviously trust me.
It is precisely because you are a unicorn that I do not know if I can trust you. This is, it will require getting your hands dirty. Hooves, perhaps.
What if the rest of us get our hands dirty for her?
That could work.
I'm gonna turn on, guys, we should do this.
Okay. It's my general experience that dirty hands wash pretty well.
Vinny, the frog taps you on the back and then does like an exaggerated shrug gesture.
Oh, Mr. Frogman, you coming too?
Oh, is this motherfucker still with us?
Okay. Shh, Violet, be nice.
No, Violet does not say that. This is just
oh.
Violet definitely said this motherfucker.
Please.
Okay, you know what? Fine. It's canon. She did say that.
The frog looks very confused. He has not understood a word spoken.
I'm just going to grab his hand and nod at him.
He looks vaguely reassured. A little still confused, but he's like,
Can't you talk to animals?
He's a frog person, not a regular frog.
Yeah, speak to plants and animals, works on beasts, and he is a sapient, like, humanoid.
Okay, then I'm just going to sprechen sie Deutsch out in Orc and Elvish to him.
He ribbits in response. In the very first scene, I established that he only spoke Bullywug and could use a staff to translate, and then Leon smashed the staff. So I don't know how this keeps getting confused. He doesn't speak any of your languages.
He kidnapped me. He deserved it.
Hey, Joan. Hey, Miss Joan.
Yes, Little Leaf.
Do you know anyone who speaks Ribbit? I'm going to point at the frog.
I know where Bullywug live. Bullywug Den. Very dangerous.
Mm.
Oh, this guy isn't dangerous. We're friends.
I do not know him.
I guess my question is, was your main reason for... Why were you concerned about the goblin we came out here? Was it for, to ensure that your ship would have safe passage?
I am looking for dangerous people. People who can help me get ship. If you can defeat Blackhearts, you are dangerous.
Oh! Wait, are we stealing a ship?
You are liberating it from...
Oh, we're stealing a ship.
From whom?
From Glittergold. Mm. They hoard ships. They charge exorbitant is hard to say with a Russian accent. They charge very much.
I had to hand over one of my favorite books from my library in order to get a passage onto that ship, and I don't want to lose any of my other ones, so...
Yes, you could work for an entire life and never afford a ticket. It is very important, if you want to live, that you get ship one way or another. You follow me, you steal. You go somewhere else, I do not know.
Vinny's gonna nod and say, down with capitalism!
Okay, if anybody is keeping a, like, mission progress, like, notepad... Mm. Like, victory conditions are escape, Lorelei region. Mission one is get a ship. I'm going to say that in a Russian accent. Get a ship is the first level up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how. I'm not trying to, like, force you guys to do this. Right. I'm trying to make it clear that she is shady, but mm-hmm. It's up to you.
So, Miss Joan.
Yes.
You say you have to make sure you can trust us, but how do we know we can trust you?
You cannot. I worship Spider.
She shows you her hand, which has a ring on it. It's black, and it looks like a bunch of spiderweb strands, basically, interwoven.
Oh, that's the symbol of Loth.
Yeah. I'm just going to give you guys that. Like, I could make you roll, but, like, that's the most famous deity in Dungeons & Dragons, is Loth.
gotta just say that in a bit of surprise, you know, just, oh, I've seen what, I get to see one of these up close now. Normally, we don't talk about those drow people back where I'm from. It's got his thought process right now, but he's like, sort of like, oh, that's a symbol of wolf.
Is that something Vinny would already know?
Do you want to know it or not?
Yes. I feel like Vinny would, because she's like kind of a semi-religious person.
Yeah, you're a Christian rock star.
Yeah, Christian rock star. Okay. Yes, I know, and I know about that, and I know that a lot of drow aren't good, but you're being really nice to us. I just, is there an arrangement we can make so that there's a mutual, you know, trust there, at least while we're helping you?
Yes, I can cast Zone of Truth, and then I can tell you, the truth within it. It cannot be lied in.
That is true. That is what that spell does. I've read it.
It's true, if she casts Zone of Truth. I'm just going to look at Joan after I say that and say, oh, sorry.
It's a good point, Turtle Man.
Okay. Miss Joan, do you mind if we group huddle?
Take your time.
Guys, group huddle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The frog gets in there, too.
I'm going to pat him on the head. He's my best friend.
He ribbits.
Nice. Okay, guys, what do you think?
Stealing's wrong.
Yes, but charging exorbitant prices and making the poor people stay where they're probably going to die is pretty bad, too.
I don't understand economics very well to respond.
I am a horse.
Elias will look to Violet like, it's not, well, unfortunately, the only way it seems you're going to be getting on a ship is, well, if we pull a maneuver much like the Bullywog over there and act like you're being captured, and I don't think you want to do that.
I'll just follow you guys. What does the human think we want to do?
If we decide to take the ship, there's nothing that specifically says that we have to be bad people afterwards.
Rationalize.
Everybody can, you know, try and atone their own way. Sometimes it takes years, but we're not going to be better people just sitting around and drowning. So, as Ancient Master Fruit once said to me, in order to succeed, we must first believe that we can. Of course, he did say this after attempting to climb the highest mountain in the region and falling down halfway for a good 15 minutes. Before dying horribly at the base.
Was that Master Fruit? F-R-U-I-T?
No, a double O.
Yeah, like Fruit Loops.
I'm so sad he's dead, because I want to meet him.
So you're like, well, the fruit doesn't fall far from the mountain, it looks like.
Oh. Fuck. Fuck you. Ow.
Violet,
thank you, Skitch.
Violet is very, really confused because normally everything is very clear, like right and wrong with her. But she's like, okay.
Violet.
Yeah.
If we stole a ship but used it to save other people who would not be able to get off the island, wouldn't that be doing good?
Maybe. Can we pick up other people?
Of course we can. It'd be our ship. We could get to call the shots.
We should probably make that clear before we decide that that's what's happening. I'm going to turn around and say, hey, Joan!
Yes, little leaf.
Who else would be coming on the ship with us? Are there poor people?
If we could trust them.
Well, poor people hate rich people, so we can probably trust them.
Wait, by owning a ship, wouldn't we be rich people?
No.
Elias looks at his signet ring, which is clearly something that only a noble or noble person would have. It's like, wait, were you saying something?
I'm just going to pat Elias wherever. I don't even know. I'm pretty short. What can I reach? Reach like his shoulder, maybe? Like, no, shush, it's okay. You're special.
Okay. In either case, I think whoever goes on the ship has to be someone we trust. In either case, since more likely than not, we'll have to deal with the Blackhearts again once we get out of port. Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Okay.
And Joan!
Uh,
Yes?
Are they good people?
Who?
The people we'd be bringing with us. I know you must have somebody in mind if you're stealing a ship, besides just yourself.
I do not know.
Okay.
Is it existential question? Who is good? Who is bad?
Oh. Well, will they hurt us? Will they hurt me and my friends?
If they trust us, I don't think they'll hurt us, since they trust us.
I was more worried about the other way, because your horse stabbed Doctor, so...
Okay, Violet says, okay, so you know where this ship is, right?
Are we doing this?
I'm just asking, do you know where it is, right? I mean, we're not just going to be wandering around.
Yes.
Does it have nuclear vessels? And if so, can you say that?
What are nuclear vessels? You know what it does have?
What is that?
Up dog.
Shut the fuck up.
You couldn't humor me. You couldn't.
No, you didn't say vessels, so screw you.
I did. I said vessels.
You said vessels. All right.
Vessels.
No, not good enough. So anyway, Violet says, I guess I'm going where my friends are going. So are we going?
I think we should go.
I suppose, worst case scenario, we can always go with plan B.
Die horribly in a watery death?
No, it leads into Lavinia. Okay, I have been reading about this whole thing, and all you do is you tell people that there's a plan B, even if you don't know what plan B is yet.
Oh, you're so smart.
He's like, just says, I learn from those who are smarter than I. And then he just sort of leans back and says, I believe we are in consensus here, yes?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, but we have one thing we should probably take care of before we go anywhere. Joan.
Yes?
Do you have a large hat?
I do not.
We need to cover her horn. We need to hide it.
Hmm. I am not hat maker.
Do you have any, like, straw or, like, reeds? I would use my... Oh, what are you rolling for?
No, I'm just going to try to make a survival check to see if I can just find something in the...
Leon rolled a 5.
No, it's not good. Worth a shot.
If we are spotted while doing this, that will be the least of our problems.
But we have to get to wherever the ship is, and she'll be spotted before then.
No.
we're most likely going to move in a way to not be seen.
Okay. Okay, I'll trust you, Miss Joan.
Thank you, Little Leaf.
Okay, give us the deets now, please.
So we're doing this.
She just starts walking. It's not exactly in the direction of the Glitter Gold Tower, but it's, like, if the Glitter Gold Tower is north, she's going, like, northwest.
Mm. Okay.
So adjacent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as we walk, this is a travel scene, so if you guys want to get any of your conversations done, she's, like, ahead of you.
Yeah.
I have my my pack, right? My pack's all good. My shit was waterproofed. So, and I had painting supplies, and it's magic paint. And I know that the frog cannot understand us.
Those are all correct things you just said.
So I'm going to take out some, like, parchment or whatever bullshit I have in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to paint a little picture of what the plan is. So to show him. Because I don't want him to get involved in something he's, like, doesn't know what's happening, you know?
That's fucking adorable. So you just drew stick figures, like, and then an arrow pointing to a ship. And then, like, a picture of you guys all on the ship.
Yeah, and it can move because it's magic paint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, showing us, like, taking the ship.
It's like a pop-up book, I suppose, but it's just a moving pop-up book.
Yeah, basically.
That's super good. He points at the ship and then makes like an exaggerated arm flapping motion.
And I'm gonna nod.
He croaks and like does a little frog fist bump.
Nice. I fist bump him back.
Nice. Frog friend.
Yeah. Yep.
This is frog fractions too.
Oh my god.
It was frog fractions the whole time.
Well, halfway through this, just gonna become Doom 4, and it's gonna be a first person shooter let's play, and we're not even sure what's going on anymore. So,
I apologize if you don't get that joke. Google it.
Yeah. While we're walking, Elias is pulling up books from his backpack, one by one, and assessing the damage of each of them.
All right. So I gave both Lauren and Skitch some homework between the last episodes. Lauren was just to name her home village, and Skitch was to kind of decide what books he wanted to have intact and which ones he wanted to have damaged. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to hit me with that info now.
The books that Elias stored away, he only had enough room for two books to put into Vinny's pack outside of his own journal. One is called An Essential Atlas of Kingdoms, Towns, and Persons of the World. However, that book is an atlas that's 100 years old, so it's probably not perfectly accurate. And the other book is called The Chronicles of the Illustrious Illusionist Job, which is where he gets most of his ideas about what magic and adventuring are for.
Wait, be clear. Magic or illusions?
They're not tricks, okay? At the very least, they're not tricks. They're illusions, yes.
Okay.
Other people might hear him just say, like, oh no, my copy of Mordekainen's Magical Musings for Mediocre Mages to Be.
I like the in-game application of this being that, like, if you roll, like, a history or a nature or an arcana or something, then if you do well, then you're like, oh, I found it. It was on this page. Mm-hmm. But if you fail, it's like, oh, that was destroyed.
Yeah.
Or something. That's a fun little...
Right. Like, basically, pages, like, some of the pages are stuck together because of the water. Some of the pages have ink that's sort of been running, and some of the pages are still kind of good, but wrinkly. Let's see here. Oh, Bigsby's Big B. Oh, my favorite. Beginner's Guide for Getting the Upper Hand. And lastly, for now, he's supposed to pull that one's like, I knew this one was not going to fare well. Vecna's Greatest Secret, A Handy Eye.
I get these jokes. I read the book.
And then lastly, the last book he pulls out is, oh, maybe I should have saved this one. The Life and Times of the Locals of Lorelei. Probably wasn't that important. Back in the pack it goes.
Drop is going to take an opportunity to make a very sad sound and empty his backpack of ocean water. Or his bagpipes, sorry.
Nice.
He doesn't make the sad sound. They make the sad sound.
So I am going to tell the frog that we're still holding hands, by the way. We're best friends.
I love it.
And I'm going to start telling him an entire history of what I remember about my life in, don't at me, Spira Village. And he's, I don't know what the frog's going to do. He clearly can't understand me.
He's nodding along politely.
But I'm going to tell him about the tree, the spiral of Lorelei, and how I was murdered, and really curious as to why he's nodding so politely at the part where I talk about how I was murdered. I'm like, wait, that's not good.
Like, if he sees that you have, like, an upset face, he starts shaking his head, like, no, that's not what I meant.
The other thing that Elias will do probably is move over towards Violet and start talking to her about stuff.
So that's Spira Village, S-P-I-R-A?
Yes.
I like that this has become, like, a heist. Like, that's the genre that we're in right now.
So, Elias is like, so, Violet, right?
Yeah.
Isn't
it? Mm-hmm.
So, why did you come to the material plane? I never read of unicorns regularly coming here.
Well, a long time ago, I learned about humans from a set of encyclopedias, and I wanted to meet them.
Oh, you must have read the same one I did.
Maybe.
Very useful.
They're probably... I don't know how accurate they are. Apparently humans have belly buttons. That's a thing I know.
I found out about that too afterward. That was surprising.
Yeah. So I wanted to come here. So I met a lady, and her name is Generica, and she created a portal.
Electro Diglett, Viteran.
You shut up. And then I traveled here to meet humans. I haven't met many humans except that sad one. I've met small people, but I think they're not humans because they're very small.
Those would be probably the gnomes around here.
Yeah. There's the one with the funny voices that died.
God rest their souls. Did you guys have, like, a funeral rites for them?
I thought we did.
No. We completely disrespected them and their memories. So.
Lauren mentioned it to me off mic, and then I think has not mentioned it on the show that she wanted to do that. You want to retcon and say that you, like, at least said a prayer?
I thought I had, so I'm going to say that I did that.
She does a setting ceremony of sorts.
If we can retcon things, sure. I'll say that that Violet sort of like did like a solemn like head bow for a moment.
Drop was a little numb to it.
Damn.
Dark.
A moment of silence for swim team and bowling team.
Right. Drop is like, I'll rate this service a 5. It's not the worst I've been to.
There's nothing too special about it. It does the job, but, you know.
Alia just sort of like, so you're just here to find out more about humans.
Well, I was, and then everything went to shit. So,
well, I will agree with that. I came here to see this area and learn how to do magic, and well, now we're stealing a ship, so things have changed pretty heavily for me too.
I regret everything that I've done the past few days.
Oh, don't!
But you met me.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I don't know.
You like you said, you were being brave.
Yeah, no, not that part. That part was awesome. I mean, coming here at all. But right now, I guess all we got to do is try to survive.
Well, I will say this. There is a way to get back to the Feywild. We just need to find a spot that's not covered in water and looks exactly the same as the Feywild side of it is. That might be difficult right now, though, with all this water.
Right now, I'm just worrying about not drowning, and I'll deal with that other thing afterwards.
Can Vinny and the frog catch up to Violet? For some reason, I thought we were behind them.
You guys can do whatever you want.
All right. We're next to Violet now. Hey, Violet.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're a unicorn.
I sure am. I say it a lot.
Why didn't you tell me that at first? You tried to pretend you were a horse. I'm so mad at you.
Yeah, well, this frogman kidnapped me and said he was going to steal my horn and have many fortunes, which doesn't make sense. So I was afraid that everyone was going to be mad at me because I'm a unicorn. So I hid it for a while.
Well, Mr. Ribbits is our friend now, right, Mr. Ribbits?
He rivets and nods his head as if he understands you.
Yeah. See, but what I want to know is, have you... Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but, like, I'm really down with Alona, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know her? Have you talked to her recently? How's she doing?
I'm more of the kind of Alona worshiper who just, you know, goes to church, like, twice a year, you know, on the high holidays.
Oh, she used to, like, send bees to, like, send me messages, but everything's too wet. There's not as many bees.
Oh, I'm sorry about the bees.
Me too. They're so fuzzy.
I think we're all sorry about the bees, let's be honest.
Okay.
Also, are the Alona High Holidays like horn mists and like poof over?
We discussed this before about what her, like, you know, she's in the sense that she follows Alona, in the sense that she's like baptized Catholic but only goes to church on Christmas, that kind of.
I definitely get where you're coming from. This is a comedy show, so I'm making a joke.
I know. I'm just letting the audience know, like, what's up with that.
Didn't you have questions for the human, Violet?
Violet wanders up to Drop and just kind of like looks at him quizzically for a while, and then real quick tries to see if he has a belly button.
Do you like snout his tummy?
I would like to know if Drop's belly button is exposed, because I don't know, because in my head, I don't know.
Most of the fan art that I've seen has not had the belly button exposed, apart from Becky's. So I think Becky's was more what's the word I'm looking for? Like an abstract representation, as opposed to what he actually looks like as a person.
I thought you were going to say a pinup.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, a pinup works.
I thought you were going to say masturbation fuel, but okay.
So I don't think classically his belly button is exposed, no.
Okay, then in that case, Violet says, show me your belly button.
Make with the button!
Drop kind of stares at Violet for a few seconds.
Elias leads out from the corner and just whispers, I think she's surprised that humans have belly buttons. You might want to do what she says. And then, like, leans away.
Why?
Elias leads in from the other direction and says, don't question it.
Violet says, I want to learn more about humans, and that's a thing I know, but I haven't been able to confirm it yet, because you all wear shirts. That's all I got.
Drop looks down pensively at the ground for a second, and then shrugs, and exposes his belly button.
Okay, is it an innie or an outie? Johnny, I'm just fucking with you. It's fine.
Vinny sees the shirt raising and just goes, woo, from the back.
Okay, Violet says, thank you.
No problem.
All right, Violet. All right, friendship points earned. Okay, that's all Violet wants to do right now.
How horny is this party going
to
be?
Drop looks to the other side very confusedly at Elias.
Elias just sort of shrugs and says, that's what she's apparently curious about.
I'm not looking forward to what she asks about next.
Okay.
Well, that will be answered in a different episode, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell from the back, take it back off!
Well, if it make you feel any better, I could offer you a slightly damaged book to read, Drop. This one is On Architecture, Leobmann's Lamentable Life Lessons.
Nerd!
Thank you. I'll have a look at it.
Drop takes the book and then just throws it in the bushes. I'm just kidding. That's not canon.
That's he's not a bully. That'd be me.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes forget I have power, and I just make jokes.
So yeah, I will take the book and sort of like look at the insides. It's obviously in terrible shape.
Right. There's like maybe like out of every 20 pages are like one or two pages that's in good condition, but there are good adages and quips that come off as like, you know, wise sayings at times that you could probably draw from it.
Yeah. Not only that, he does find actually some information about architecture that convinces him that all of the work that he did back on the temple at home, almost all of it was wrong. And he's like, oh.
Does that explain some things?
Yeah.
That explains why that shelter fell over.
All those children.
He comforts himself and shrugs and says, well, it's probably underwater by now.
Jeez.
Oh, most certainly at this rate, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect.
Oh, not at all. Just a point of fact.
I just want to make it very clear that I'm still holding hands with the frog. And we're skipping now.
Lavinia's got new best friends every episode.
He's trying to skip with you, but his legs are very powerful, so every time he jumps, he, like, yanks you up off the ground a little bit.
Whee!
All right, so your guys' journey has taken you near the Glitter Gold Tower. You can still hear rumblings. You guys remember that there was something of an angry mob outside when you left, and it doesn't sound quite that bad, but it definitely sounds like stuff is still going on over there. But you have basically walked along the beach, up through like some wooded area and higher and higher until you're at something of like, I don't want to call it a cliff face because that makes it seem higher, but like you guys are looking down over the water and there's like rock below you.
So something like a bluff?
I'm going to say yes, although I don't know what the difference between a bluff and a cliff is.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Should I Google bluff or are we all just going to take it on faith that it's okay if I say it's a bluff?
I'm good with it.
I'm just going to trust it.
Okay, I Googled bluff, and it's like an attempt to deceive someone. So
it's also a type of broad, rounded cliff.
A high, steep bank, as by a river or the sea. Oh, yeah, it's a hella bluff. Guys, this is the bluffiest bluff you've ever bluffed.
Okay.
We still have a few minutes, so how close are we to, like, the smaller angry mob?
Close enough to hear, but not see.
Okay, is there anything we can, like... What is between us and the sound?
Yeah, some lightly wooded area.
Okay, so we could conceivably, like, sneak up from the trees so that we don't get, like, attacked or some shit.
Joan is standing, looking out over the ocean.
Yeah, I was gonna say, tell me about this water.
Is water? Is mildly salty? I don't understand the question.
No, I mean, is it that way? And I kind of point out where she's looking.
Is what over there?
I think he means the ship.
No, ship is beneath us.
Is the ship in the cliff?
and he points straight down.
Yes. Glittergold stores ship underground. This cliff wall is an illusion. You swim in, there are ships to be taken.
Did you just say illusion?
Yes, it's very powerful magic.
So like Lise is like, he's holding onto the edge of the cliff, like looking over it. Like
excited.
Excited.
Yeah.
Did you say we have to swim in?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm confused about what I'm seeing right now, but I'm just going to kind of go with it.
You're looking over a cliff. There's water, and that she's saying that the wall of the cliff beneath you is an illusion.
Oh, okay.
Can I attempt to do an arcana check to see if I can sense where the illusion might be along the cliff wall? Cliff face, rather.
Sure, or you can just throw rocks at it.
Possibly. I'll probably do that after this attempt. Oh, that's 20.
Yeah, 20. You can see that the shadows on part of it aren't right.
Is that like at least like, ooh, you can see it right there. Like he just points down at the spot where the shadow is inconsistent. It's like, oh, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, there's nothing that should be casting those shadows. So you can definitely tell. Also, it's by moonlight. I don't know if we've specified this, but it's like late.
Okay.
Well, everybody was still asleep when we got up, so.
Wow.
Okay. I guess.
Let's steal a ship!
Drop takes a couple of steps back from the edge of the bluff mm-hmm. and makes to look as if he's about to do a running sprint jump off the edge.
How high of a drop is this?
Oh, I'm about 6 feet tall.
Good jokes. Love them. Love those jokes. I don't want to give like a feet number mm-hmm. or anything, but let's say not deadly, maybe dangerous.
Mm. Okay.
So if I use something like an acrobatics check?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Don't botch.
oh!
Hell yeah.
21.
21. You do like a fucking flip and swan dive, and it's beautiful. Yeah, everyone's very impressed. You bring a tear to the frog's eye.
Elias makes a journal entry. That dive was a solid 9.7.
Dog, we're going back to water. What's your bag situation? It keeps getting worse.
Elias.
Yes,
Vinny? I got all those nasty mushrooms out of my bag.
How much room is in there?
I have a little bit extra room. Maybe like one more book.
Joan sees you guys having this conversation and says, I can hold for you while you go. Horse, are you staying with me?
No, I have to be the one to fly it, so I guess I have to go down there? I don't really know. I don't entirely understand.
Should one of us stay with Joan?
Leave the frog.
Drop, you're going, you're out of the huddle. Everyone else, huddle.
Well, Drop already's in the water, I think.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, but I yell down to him.
How do we get down there safely is what I'm asking.
Austin, just for the record here, I want to make sure that Drop looks mildly annoyed.
Got it. Canon.
Okay. Okay, guys. So the frog has to come with me. The frog has to stay with me because nobody can understand him and I can paint pictures. But I also feel like I should go because I have magic. But I also feel like I should stay because Joan, I think, likes me. So, Elias, you're really smart. What do you think?
I am...
I also don't like us breaking up. I don't want us to like break up. I want us to all stay together.
That's partially my thought. I mean, once we get the ship, we're gonna have to probably make haste, and I don't know how we're gonna pick up someone without being able to communicate with them. So I have a feeling we're all going to have to go either way.
Yeah, out of character here. We never Scooby-Doo it. Never no. break up the party.
No. Yeah.
Like it always goes badly. Let's all just go down there. But yeah. I do not know how I'm getting down there.
You can either jump or walk back several miles and swim around the coast. Like, you don't have... You could climb if you had hands and feet, but you don't. So you basically fucked yourself.
Yeah, a little.
I look to Vinny and say, you should probably provide inspiration to Violet to allow her to make her fall as graceful as possible.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Unicorn song!
I'm looking at... See if there's anything in my books here. I'm looking at Tensor's Tensor Training. Magical means for mastering arms.
Okay, I'm gonna... While he's being a nerd, I'm gonna talk to Joan. Hey, Joan!
Hello again.
Does somebody have to stay with you? We don't want to break up.
No, I just thought you guys, your horse was not very swim.
Oh, she's actually pretty good at swimming.
I'm an awesome swimmer. All right, so I'm rolling 1d20 plus my 1 plus 1d6. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, 13. It's good. It's not, you know, the best. It's good, though.
Roll 1d4 damage.
Make the barbarian roll 1d4 damage. This is not going to be a problem at all.
Nope.
2.
Yep, you take very superficial damage as you leap. It's kind of majestic, but you just hit the water real hard and it hurts.
Stings your tummy.
Okay.
Also, I'm gonna need Lavinia's song described to me. What's going on there?
All right, I'm thrashing pretty hard on my lute. Mm-hmm. I'm going. I'm a dryad on a unicorn. I ride. We're wanted, dead or alive.
That's great.
That's it.
Perfect.
What should I roll to jump off this motherfucker?
Acrobatics.
Before Lavinia jumps, I'm going to tap her shoulder and slip in Mordenkainen's magical musings for mediocre mages to be into her pack for safekeeping.
Nice.
Joan offered to hold your bag.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I want to hold on to my bag.
No, you are. Yours is waterproof. I'm talking to Skitch.
I sort of looked at Joan and say, aren't you going to be following us, Joan?
I am not a good swimmer. I have one leg, so I stay here.
How are we going to get you onto the ship once we get it?
You swing around onto beach. I climb on.
I can do it.
All right. I guess we'll have to coordinate that without a direct means of communication. At least sort of like is a little pensive about handing his bag off to Joan, but then just sort of nods and takes off his backpack and offers over to Joan and says, please, these do mean quite a lot to me, even in their damaged state.
I understand.
Thank you. I rolled an 11 for my acrobatics.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah, I did. You said roll acrobatics, so I did it. I thought that was clear.
What was your number that you rolled?
20. I said 20.
Vinny, I don't think you have any, like, super majestic attributes, but, like, you accidentally do a really good job and you're fine. Like, you turn a belly flop into a graceful move.
And I'm going to yell, stuck to landing!
Elias, I'm going to need D4 damage on you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
4.
I rolled a 4, so I'm down to 5 hit points.
Yeah, you're sore all over, but
damn,
you're making it. You guys are all now waiting in front of a giant wall.
Cool.
Well, it's just like, okay, well, might as well get started. And reaches to feel where the wall is and where the illusion should be.
As always, our theme song is Thunderstruck, an overclocked remix arrangement of Windmill Hut from The Legend of Zelda. Executive producers for July 2016 are Joseph Timbrello, Kirsten Haslinger, Ingmar Gremmin, The Cult of Gorfanax, Finch DeJong, King Waza, Allison Ansel, Luke Powers, Tarka, Michael Goodell, Wayne Witzke, Brent, Jason, Silken Guns, Matthew Weber, Emmanuel Garcia, Sarah Hanley, Neil, Melissa Booker, Keith Snyder, Cameron Abbas, Ariel Badger Release, Zenith Will Rule, Exley, Gary Sion, Dash Sean the Rage Monster, Carl, Harrison Andrew, Jade, Paul M., Jorit, Figure Arnston, Anna Stuhlfarer, Dylan, Giorgio Renna, Christopher Charlo, Cody Jackson, August Rue, and Taylor Hoyt. If you want to support the show directly, you can find me at patreon.com/AustinYorski. You can find Leon at patreon.com/RenegadeCut. And you can find a link to Lauren's Etsy shop on her Twitter account. You can also help us out just by reviewing us on iTunes, subscribing to us on Podbean or YouTube, or leaving a comment wherever you listen to the show.